All right, back again for another episode of the Fit Father Podcast. Thank you guys for joining me. I appreciate your love and your support. Last week, we talked training tips and specifically how to develop your own program or what programs you can start off with to get you off on the right foot. So it only makes sense to talk training-related injuries, right? And how to avoid them, because if you're not careful, if you're not smart about your training, over time, you will get injured. It's a guarantee. So how can we avoid those injuries? Well, I've got four steps here, or four of the most common training-related injuries that we're going to go over and how to overcome those. So number one, let's talk technique, okay? So how you move, right? This is super, super important. And if you are trying to, you know, do weight training or all bodyweight movements, you still need to learn how to move correctly. And the best way to learn how to move correctly is to work with a coach. That's not to say that you can't learn from videos, but understand that your time is your most valuable resource. And there isn't a whole lot of time for just you. So meaning, if you're going to work out, are you going to want to spend that much time researching videos as to how to learn how to move correctly? You take that video, you try it out, you're unsure if you're actually doing it correctly or not, because no one's telling you whether you're doing it correctly or not. You just think, maybe I think I'm doing this right. So you go on and you develop poor movement mechanics, or maybe you just kind of get lost and you don't understand exactly what's going on with what this coach in this video is telling you. Long story short, having someone in person who's going to have a list of cues or pointers, you might say, right, as to how to get you to move properly is huge. Because if I give you one thing, if I say, hey, I want you to shift weight back in your heels, hinge at your hips as you bring in the bar down, bend shoulders and knees, blah, 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 I'm going to lose you, right? So what's a quick and efficient cue that I can give you to do the movement without having you think too much, right? I give you that cue, you execute it. Or let's say I give you one cue, doesn't make sense. I give you another one, doesn't make sense. But the third or the fourth one does make sense. That is the value of having someone in person who can work with you in that moment. Because unfortunately, the YouTube video you're watching, it doesn't have that ability to tell you whether or not you're doing it right. You just have to be your own judge. You can record your video of you doing it, and then you kind of go side by side, but that just takes a lot of time. And if it doesn't work, then you're looking for another video. You may just give up and say, screw it, I'm never going to do this movement anyway, so why even bother? So learning the technique, understanding how to move under load, especially when you get stronger, it becomes even more important, because you're going to add more and more weight. It's more and more important that you are able to stay in the correct positions as you're moving under load, okay? Number two, overtraining. And guys, these are in no specific order. Number four could be number one, really. But number two, overtraining. Not giving yourself enough time to recover. I understand that, you know, you're motivated, you're ready to go, you know, you're ready to hit the ground running. So you hit the gym every single day of the week and you're hitting it hard and your body just feels beat up within a month. You're always sore. It hurts just to freaking walk down the stairs or sit in the toilet. I mean, shit, who wants to live like that, right? So overtraining. I know you might think that more is more, but it's not. Okay, your body has to recover. Your muscles need to recover. Your central nervous system needs to recover in order for you to actually make progress, aka gains. Okay, so how can you do this without taking a day off? Because I really don't believe in a day off, especially for somebody who is just starting to try to develop those habits of being consistent with. Sorry, I'm talking with my hands. So if you hear that knock, 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 it's literally me hitting my hands on the bench, because I like to talk with my hands. But if you're just starting off trying to build those habits of being consistent exercising and eating healthy, taking a day off makes it a lot easier for you to take the next day off and then the whole week off. And it gets harder and harder to get back in the habit. So what I suggest is that you cycle through intensities. So one day you have a high intensity workout, whether it's really heavy weight training or it's really high heart rate, high intensity interval training type workouts like CrossFit or, you know, any, you name it. I mean, really there's a bunch of different types that you could do. You do that on say Monday. Tuesday, you come back with, let's say, just a 30-minute walk, and it's low intensity. You're just getting your heart rate above a rested heart rate. You're getting 10,000 steps in. You know, that's all you. That's what you're doing. Or maybe it's you go for a walk in your lunch break, or ride a bike. I don't know. You do Zumba. Who knows, right? You do something where you're not feeling like you're drowning, okay? Or you don't feel like the weight is super freaking heavy. In fact, on your low intensity days, I would strongly suggest not even doing any weight bearing movements. Okay. Stick to the body weight stuff and keep the heart rate low. And then on Wednesday, you come back with a moderate intensity day. Okay. And then you come back to on Thursday, either another moderate or low to moderate. I like doing a low intensity day after the moderate. And then on Friday, you come back with a high intensity day and you just keep on cycling through like that. I just feel like, you know, that just works really well with my clients. It keeps them fresh. It keeps them feeling motivated. It doesn't feel like, you know, they're sleeping well, they're recovering well. They're more consistent. Number three, lack of focus. This is something that I am guilty of myself. And I try really hard not to, I even try actually, cause I have an Apple Watch. I put my phone on do not disturb because even if I phone, if I don't have my phone on me, I'm getting notifications on my watch. I always wear my watch because I have to, you know, I have to squeeze my, or I don't squeeze my workouts in, but you know, I try to be very time efficient, as a parent with, you know, my time that I have to work is very valuable to me. And I try to get as much done as I can in a small window. So my workouts come in, you know, I want to be just as efficient so that I can get back to what I need to be doing. So not being distracted by your phone. Ooh, I'm really sorry about that. My timer just went off. Sorry, guys. Not being distracted by your phone or, you know, what other people are doing at the gym, like paying attention to what some other dude is doing or paying attention to some girl or some guy that you're attracted to that, dang, that person looks good, or shit, is my outfit on point? Oh, man, do I stink? You know, those stupid things. Don't let things that are distracting to you affect your workouts, because if you are distracted by something else, you are not thinking about how to make each repetition as high quality as possible and maximizing every single set. Okay, you are going to be thinking about something else while you're in the middle of the movement. So if you're thinking about, you know, something at work in the middle of your back squats, like, you're not thinking about bracing, you're not thinking about the balance in your foot, you're not thinking about, you know, driving or controlling the descent and driving up on the ascent. Like, there's things you need to be focusing on, right, to maximize each repetition. And if you are focusing on something else other than that, you are going to be, you're putting yourself at higher risk of injury, because you're more likely to catch yourself in a bad position throughout that movement. Okay, so put your phone on do not disturb. If you can, keep your phone in a locker or get it away from you where it's not within reach, okay? So that you can just focus on your workout, because really that workout, guys, is your window to just focus on you and to really just kind of clear your heads. So focus on your workout. Focus on each movement. Focus on each repetition. Number four, ego. Check your fucking ego at the door. This one pisses me off a little bit, as you can tell, because I see this happen on a daily basis. I coach 11 group classes a week, and every single class, somebody does not check their ego. And I'm guilty of it too sometimes. There's times where, you know, weight feels way heavier than it should, but I know that I should be able to move that weight And I put it on that, and I move it. And afterwards I'm thinking, what the hell was I thinking? Or, you know, I'm getting better at it now as I'm getting older. And I've sustained some significant injuries. But there are some times where I do that. And like I said, this happens in every one of my classes. And it's as simple as this, guys. Whether you're in the gym or you're comparing yourself to someone who's stronger and fitter than you, someone who maybe has been training for a lot longer than you and they've developed that strength, they've developed that fitness, whether you're comparing yourself to them or you're comparing yourself to, if it's been, you know, it's been 10 years since you've actually been training for on a consistent basis and you're comparing yourself back to the days when you trained all the time and you're thinking, man, I used to back squat 450. I can only, you know, why does 225 feel so heavy right now? I'm just going to throw more on the weight or more on the bar. And what happens then is you're going to move like shit because you can't support that weight and be solid with your technique at the same time. You're either going to cheat the rep or you're going to cheat the movement, and that's what's going to get you hurt. So check your ego at the fucking door. Okay. The only progress that matters is where you are right now and making progress from there. Doesn't matter where you were at before. Doesn't matter what, you know, that guy or that girl is doing. I mean, I've worked out with women that are stronger than me in some lifts. You don't think that shit bugs me? It does. But I know that I have to check my ego at the door, because worrying about what someone else is doing is not going to make any progress for me. I'm not going to make any progress from that. The only thing that's going to do is it's actually going to do the opposite. I'm going to go backwards in my progress because I'm probably going to cheat the rep or I'm going to cheat the movement and I'm going to potentially set myself up for injury. So check your ego at the door, guys. The only progress that matters is yours, okay? So that ego one could really be tied into the lack of focus, the overtraining, and the technique. So that's in my opinion, the number one. That's why I said four could be number one. So to recap, all right, or to summarize, all right, look for a coach in your area that is willing to, or when you interview them, right, make sure that they are, like, ask them what their priority list is, what the session is going to look like. Are they going to be teaching you technique first, or are they just going to try to, you know, I mean, I've seen this happen so many times, where coaches are just looking to put you through a meat grinder. They don't give a shit about technique. They don't give a shit about you. They just want that paycheck. They want you to feel like you got a workout because they think that's what's going to keep coming back. And really, if you're just getting the piss beat out of you in every single session, you're going to get hurt, okay, because that's overtraining, all right? You're not allowing your body to recover from the previous training session or the lack of technique. So make sure that you've got a coach that is going to stress technique, okay? Overtraining. Make sure that you are listening to your body, okay? If you are feeling really sore from the workout prior, ease off the gas pedal. Do something with light intensity, okay, or low intensity. Something that, yes, you may sweat. Your heart rate's going to be up a little bit, but you can hold a conversation if you had to with the person next to you. Put your phone away or on do not disturb. Okay, put your blinders on. Focus on what you're doing, not what anyone else is doing. Don't focus on, you know, what project you have to get back to at work. Don't focus on, you know, something that's going on at school with your kids. Focus on you. As a parent, if you've got a job, you don't have a whole lot of time in the day to focus on you. This is your window to focus on you, okay? And check your ego at the door, okay? Like I said, the only progress that matters is yours. Know where you're at right now. Don't worry about where you were at or where someone else is at, because the only progress that matters is yours. And you want to make progress where you're at right now. Continue to make progress throughout the rest of your life, okay? Those are four of the main things that I see lead to injury regarding training, guys. And I hope that this stuff, or that those four things resonate with you and that you're able to apply them to your training on a daily basis. So with that being said, I look forward to talking to you guys next Tuesday. If you want to find me, you can find me on Instagram at JA Jungmann, JUNGMANN. You can find me on Facebook at Joe Jungmann as well. Have a great day, guys, and we'll talk to you next week.